Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, listeners, what's your blizzard status? Jan from Manhattan posted, I actually made it in five minutes early to my super important job. My reward, a breakfast sandwich, and the extra duties of coworkers who didn't come in. Great. We have WNYC's Beth Fertig on the phone. She is covering shoe stores in the snowstorm. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Brian.
Shoe stores?
Well, I did stop by Shoe Mania at Union Square just to see what business was like, and they told me that this was a good day for them. You know, they count on days like this. There were a bunch of customers who either had never bought the right winter gear and were finally coming in to get some heavy winter boots, or a couple of women I met who, let's just say they made some unfortunate wardrobe choices and were slipping around in their high-heeled boots and decided they needed something a little bit more waterproof and practical.
So what's selling?
A lot of the Gore-Tex and furry stuff, anything waterproof. You know, a woman I met who was slipping around, she was very eager to get a pair of waterproof rubber boots because she was soaked. So those were the big sellers for women and for men. Of course, the women had more fashionable options, Brian. But now I'm out in Union Square Park where the kids just want to play in the snow. They're only interested in anything practical. So they're bundled up in layers and layers having snowball fights. And, you know, even though there's actually not a lot, there's just a couple of inches. And one couple I met, the woman said to me, you know, it's bupkis, the Yiddish word for not a lot, but we'll take it, we'll play with it. And they were sledding, and another woman I met was here with her kids and some of their friends. They built a snowman. It's maybe about 2 feet tall with Brussels sprouts for buttons.
Nice. Near the Union Square Farmers Market, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And the Farmers Market is open, Brian. There's five of the vendors' stalls open. Usually there's probably about 20 on a winter day. But they've got three orchard growers. They've got a meat guy selling pork who told me that he expects to get fresh chickens later today. They're being driven in from Vermont. He said the farmer is crazy enough to actually drive from Burlington today, so he's bringing him chickens.
There you go. You got to be a hardy soul to be a farmer in the first place. So
yeah.
I guess we would expect some of them, even if just five, to show up at the Union Square Farmers Market.
They can't afford to stay home, but they woke up really early. You know, some people came from, you know, upstate. They drove in, and, you know, they're here. And one of them said, she was from one of the apple orchards. She said, you know, we're hoping for sympathy buyers today. But,
and,
you know.
All right. WNYC's Beth Fertig. Stay warm out there.
Thanks.
Buy some of those boots. Wendy in New Rochelle, what's your blizzard status?
It is coming down huge flakes. It's absolutely wonderful winter wonderland, but it's warm outside.
But you called actually to respond to my plea for people originally from the North Country, right?
Exactly. And I was just in Minnesota for the Christmas holidays, and they've had an incredible amount of snow in the last few days. And we wouldn't shut down the schools. I actually work at the French Institute in New York, and we closed the school. They started this yesterday. And I thought it was a huge overreaction. You mentioned, for a foot of snow, a bit much, you know.
I lived in Albany for 8 years, and a foot of snow was more like, ho-hum, another foot of snow. And we pushed it aside and got on with our lives. Anyone from the true north just goes on. Here it's, oh, my God, a foot of snow.
Exactly. And do you recall when President Obama moved his family from Chicago to Washington and his kids said a snow day? I mean, in Chicago, when it snows, you go out and play in it. They don't close the schools. And last night I walked through the city from Lincoln Center to Grand Central, and the whole city was deserted. And there was no snow coming down. And I was like, well, this is a bit... I was surprised when Bloomberg decided to close the schools.
I love those days, though, especially after the snow really falls a few inches and then everybody closets themselves inside. It's so beautiful and quiet in the city. It's such a rare treat. Wendy, thank you very much. I'm going to leave it there. By the way, listeners, from now until 3 p.m., the Department of Parks in New York City is providing sleds and hot chocolate at these parks, Crotona Park in the Bronx, Fulton Avenue and East 172nd Street, Prospect Park in Brooklyn near the Tennis House and West 9th Street, the Prospect Park West there, Manhattan Riverside Park at 103rd Street, Juniper Valley Park in Queens, 78th Street, and Juniper Valley North, and on Staten Island, Clove Lakes Park, Martling and Slauson Avenues. Free sleds, free hot chocolate until 3 o'clock at most of those, till 2 o'clock at Juniper Valley, and till 4 o'clock at Clove Lakes. So there you go. There you go. Frank in Manhattan, what's your blizzard status?
Hi. Well, I'm driving back actually from Harriman State Park, where I spent the night last night with my dog.
You camped out?
Yeah. Well, I'm an avid backpacker, and frequently I go winter backpacking, and I had been wanting to go, and it got pushed to Tuesday night, and I thought, well, if it snows, no big deal.
That is great. What kind of shoes do you have?
Well, I just wore these, I have these heavy winter Gore-Tex boots that are waterproof, and they're not the most hardcore snowshoes, like if I was going to go, you know, ice climbing or something, but they definitely do the job.
Frank, thanks for checking in. Another hearty soul. How about that? Nancy in Norwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's your blizzard status?
My blizzard status is I'm in my driveway right now in my car. I went to work to see about a half a dozen sick children. I'm a pediatrician. So they were able to get there.
I guess if you're sick, you have to get there.
I guess right. Yeah? Yeah. Yep. And some actually, they were walking, so they were determined to get there.
Thank you for calling. Anne in Manhattan, what's your blizzard status?
Well, I lived in Canada for over 20 years, so this would be kind of an average, not a lot of snow day.
How much snow would it take to close the schools?
Well, a lot more than this, and I told your screener that once when I lived up there, I got on a train in Toronto where there had been 2 feet of snow that day over existing snow to take the train to Montreal. And Toronto was completely shut down. And when I got off the train in Montreal with their additional 3 feet of snow, the entire city was buzzing as if there was no snow at all.
And thank you very much. And yes, the schools are closed all over our area right now, except Cindy in Manhattan.
Hello?
Except?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
I was just saying all the schools seem to be closed except
Hunter College.
Really?
Yeah, all the CUNY colleges seem to be closed, and Hunter College remained open until the chancellor said that we can close at noon. But then there was some word around here that some people wanted us, at least one person, to stay to man the phones for a couple hours longer. So we're still open and going.
Cindy, thanks a lot. Jeff in Harlem, what's your blizzard status?
What blizzard? It stopped snowing here.
Yeah, really?
Now it's picking up a little bit. It's like flurries.
But how much you got on the ground so far?
Maybe an inch, 2 inches at the most. I'm waiting for some accumulation so I could take my son out sledding.
Or maybe it'll turn into a dud and we'll all have a big laugh, but no sledding.
I don't know. I'm hoping to get over to Riverside Park and take advantage of that free hot chocolate.
I think tomorrow's going to be the good sledding day. Jeff, good luck. William in Manhattan, what's your blizzard status?
I'm currently at work. My wife is a National Park Service ranger, and she's home. They closed the national parks as well.
You can close the outdoors?
apparently the boats that ferry people to the she worked at the on Ellis Island, so the people that would take the boats, apparently it's not safe, or I'm not totally clear, but I still had to come in, and I find the whole blizzard thing kind of entertaining, as I'm originally from Wisconsin, and my grandpa was a plow driver for the state for 20 years.
What would it take to close the schools?
Oh, at least 2 feet of snow, or the temperature. It would at least have to be below zero. I'm saying 20 below, at least, for it to be closed.
William, thank you for your call. Enjoy the snow. Genevieve in Stamford, you're on WNYC. What's your blizzard status?
Well, it's a beautiful day. It's a lot of snow, but I can't get out to get my daily news. It's buried under the snow.
No daily news is her blizzard status. Christine in Woodstock, what's your blizzard status?
Well, it isn't really snowing very much up here now, but I was relating more to I lived in Vermont for 30 years, where it snows all the time in the winter. And I'm actually from New York City, but I moved there partially because I love winter so much, and I just love the storms in the city. And so, but it was a bit of overkill because the ground doesn't appear again in Vermont until sometime toward the end of April. So it's a bit much.
Thank you for your call. Max in New Rochelle is going to get our last word. Max, what's your blizzard status?
I lived in Alaska after the blizzard of 96, so this isn't really much of a blizzard, but I'm still walking dogs in New York now, so that's our job.
The dogs got to get out one way or the other.
The dogs have to go out. We're better than the mailman.
Otherwise, we'd have to do another call-in on what's your rug status. Max,
all right, have a nice day.
Thank you. Enjoy the snow when it really starts to pile up. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program. And we had intern help today from Matthew Gurry. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Enjoy the snow if it ever really starts. I'm Brian Lehrer.